As I've been thinking about this next topic, my mind goes to what I have in my home office, which is a wall filled with post-it notes. Some of these post-it notes are actions that I'm going to be taking, but some of them are also targets that I'm aiming at. We're talking today about success lists. Does that count as a success list to you, a wall full of post-it notes? You're shaking your head.
Well, if it's got goals or targets written on them, it's not successes. It's goals or targets. So by definition, it's not a success list. What a success list is the conscious, I'm going to use the word, I don't like to use the word, but journaling of your successes. And this is about the recognition of the things that you've got right. What we see with many entrepreneurs is that they're highly focused on everything that has gone wrong because, let's be honest, in the early stages of entrepreneurship, and one can argue right through the entrepreneurial journey, there's a lot of failures. There's a lot of tripping. There's a lot of falling. There's a lot of mistakes that take place. And you can spend your time self-flagellating and getting down on yourself because of all these things that seem to be going wrong all the time. And as a result, we lose focus on all the things that have been going right as well. And so what success lists do is very deliberately take you into a different state where you're forced through the process and the discipline to write down the successes you've achieved. You do this in a daily format, a weekly format, and a monthly format.
So my wall full of post-it notes is looking forward. But what you're actually prescribing here is we need to look back, but to your point, deliberately looking at what has gone right and not only what has gone wrong.
Yeah, so it's not as if you are trying to put your head in the sand about what's going wrong. This particular process is around surfacing all the things that have gone right. It's about looking for those as proof of you doing the right thing on your journey.
Oh, proof of forward momentum.
Proof of forward momentum, exactly. What I do often when I work with an entrepreneur and they're in a terrible state, I say, just let's go through your last week, and it'll always be this forlorn response. This everything went bad because the hyper focus is the big thing that went wrong. They lost a big client, or they lost that key staff member, or something really bad happened, which brought them spiraling down into the state. And when you then question them a little bit deeper, you say, well, tell me about your Monday. What happened on Monday? Tell me everything from the time you got to work to the time you went to bed. And you'll pick up that actually there were some successes. I responded to an RFP. They got an inquiry. They won a small account. They got a renewal. They got a thank you email. And as you add these things up, they start to see that it's not all bad. There's been actually a lot of good things that have happened this week. And so the sense is that, well, okay, there's a bit of balance here. Might not necessarily be 100% balance, might not all be positive, but it's not 100% negative. And so you can hold on to that. And I remember when I was in the early days of Raise Corp and we were financially really, really struggling. And I would get an email from an entrepreneur who would say, thank you for that. You changed my life, or you saved my life, or you saved my business. My business wasn't saved, but I'd saved their business. And that email I would read again and again and again. I'd try and suck out as much energy from that email as I could to push me forward. Mm. And I think that's the clue there, is that all these positive items that have happened, or these incidences that have happened, have got energy, positive energy in them. Winning an account is positive energy. A thank you email is positive energy. And you're trying to then basically recognize the positive energy, open the door to it, and absorb it into you. A reminder once again that this podcast is about self-motivation.
What you're describing is very interesting to me, because I used to work for a consultancy, and we would go in and we'd be working on operational turnarounds. You know, these organizations that were sometimes very big organizations, brands you'll know, but certain of their operations were in decline. And we would go in and we'd run a process over and over and over again on multiple levels in this organization, from the very top all the way through to sometimes even the receptionist or that kind of team. And what we would do is we'd force them through attitudinal modes, which was very interesting. So the first step was to define the situation factually, without positive or negative. Just tell us what's happening in your world right now, but only facts. 1 + 1 = 2. Then you would force them to say, okay, thank you very much. Now we're going to go into a negative mode. And this is your opportunity. You tell us everything that's going wrong, everything. And we've pushed and we push, and they say, oh no, I've had enough of this. And we say, no, we're not done yet. More. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me all the negatives. We'd actually get to a point in these conversations, because they were long. It would take 2, 3 hours, 4 hours sometimes. You'd get to a point where they're like, okay, we really don't want to do this anymore. Stop with this negative stuff. And what's also interesting, of course, is that right in the beginning of this negative step, this attitudinal mode, you get all the positive people in the room saying, no, let's be positive. We're forcing ourselves to be negative. But then after, and it's a deliberate second step, because the third step is then pushing them into a different attitudinal mode. And that is, what's going for you? What are the opportunities? What's the positive stuff? And then you can use that energy in the fourth step to start building something. And it was very interesting to see how that would play out. And it wasn't a fluffy exercise. It was an exercise that resulted in these operations getting back on their feet and moving in a very positive direction. So there's something to be said about harnessing that energy.
As you were speaking, I was trying to reflect how that applies in an entrepreneurial context. One-man band, perhaps, or a small 50-person operation. The negative is going on all the time for entrepreneurs. The self-doubt, the am I good enough, the imposter syndrome, the what if, all the negative stuff is going on constantly. So you live in that space a lot as an entrepreneur, especially in the early years of your journey. So to have a discipline, a framework to move out of that on purpose is very important, because you are vomiting these negative thoughts constantly, and it's making your mind quite negative. And therefore you need an island to move to where you can actually focus on the positive. That position of creating a very deliberate place of positivity, knowing full well this is not head in the sand space. It's not about not acknowledging the fact that you've just lost that account. It's not the fact that you will have huge consequences as a result of losing that key staff member, frustrated clients, all that we know, but we spend all our time there anyway. So this is the discipline of creating this island of positivity.
I think we've described the benefits here. Can we now talk about the technique that you follow? Can you be a little bit prescriptive with us?
Yeah, I think before I talk about the technique, I want to once again emphasize that everyone can modify this as per their personal circumstance. So I particularly write in a notebook. You might type it into your laptop or into your iPad, whatever the case may be. I do it in the evenings. You might do it first thing in the morning, depending on your circumstance. But before we even start, I want you to understand that you need to modify this for you, for your personal circumstance. But whatever you do then needs to be repetitive. So I'm going to once again just share what I do. And, you know, as they say in the adverts, use it, don't use it.
Before you do that, I heard you say you have a notebook. Is it a notebook dedicated to this only?
No, it's not. It's my standard notebook now. It used to be, I mean, in the good old days, I used to have a Filofax, and I actually had a page printed for the month, and I would write into the Filofax. Now I don't use a Filofax anymore. I've modernized. I use a phone and a laptop with notes, etc. But I still write in my notebook. I always carry a notebook with a pen, and I just write it in there every day.
Okay. And so this is just an everyday notebook, but it also contains other bits and pieces and inspiration and thoughts and ideas and whatever.
Well, the notebook, yeah, from me, the notebook I use for everything. I take it to meetings, to-do lists, etc. But what I do in the notebook is I give it a certain icon which allows me to pick up, if I page to the notebook very quickly, I can pick up where the daily positives were quite quickly.
Okay, so you take the top right-hand corner, you flip it with your thumb, and you can see the icon in the corner, so to speak.
What I do actually is I just draw a line down the left-hand column of the section. So every time I turn a page and I see a line down the left-hand column, I know those are the positive thoughts. So that's my cue to pick these up. So let's go through the framework or the process. So I start off with a daily routine, which is every night when I get into bed and I just calmly think through the day and try and deliberately pick up positive things that happened.
You mean you're not looking at cat videos and memes before bed on your cell phone?
I am not. But maybe if you do that, do this after that. So there's this just momentary reflection on the day with a very deliberate eye on looking for positive emails, conversations, contracts, positive stuff, even positive decisions. Even I've put there where I feel proud of this tough decision I made. I put everything there. I try actually scrape as much as I possibly can. So I write those down very often in quite a high level.
Kind of shorthand.
Shorthand kind of prompts for me to think. So I just capture that, close the book, go to bed. Okay. I have had zero where I just can't find anything positive that happened in the day.
Those are tough days, yeah.
But that's fine. I tried. So I do that before I go to bed very quickly. No, very little effort. I think the emphasis here is on how little effort it is. It's just a routine. This went well, that went well. Yeah, that was good. That was good. That meeting, yeah, that happened. And you just write these all down very quickly. It probably takes me less than a minute.
Well, like with the shower routine, your shower routine takes 3 minutes because you are practiced in it.
Yeah.
Mine took 10 minutes and I couldn't even get past the second step. So it's practice and discipline that will get us to that point. But okay, so what you're emphasizing here is it shouldn't be a big effort.
Shouldn't be a big effort.
Yeah, there mustn't be any negative associated with actually doing it. It must be a positive experience for you.
Correct. And the whole thing is to get it as effortless as possible. I don't personally find brushing my teeth an effort. It might take a minute or two, but because I do it every day, I don't even think about it. I just do it every day. And if I don't do it, it just feels terribly uncomfortable.
I thought because you're so practiced, you might brush your teeth in 10 seconds, you know?
No, not yet. But so that's a very important point, right? So now think about this. Now I've got my list. It's obviously next to my bed. I've got a ensuite bathroom, so my shower's next to my bedroom. I've just done my shower routine. Get out, get changed. And I quickly just flip open my notebook to last night's list. And I quickly read it again. It's like a lock-in. Remember, I'm feeling great from I am. Then I'm on the positive. So that's sort of, for me, it's like a cap. It sort of caps and seals my feeling. Because not only am I feeling good about the future, I'm actually feeling good about the past as well.
And you're feeling good at the top of the day and at the bottom of the day. I mean, it's a powerful thing.
Correct. Some people I know do it as they wake up, then go through the shower routine and then repeat. I've heard people say that works for them. That's fine. But for me, that's my routine. Very quickly at night, just jotting these things down and then sealing the past successes on top of my experience of the future.
That's on a daily basis. But earlier I heard you say something like daily, weekly, even monthly. Can you take us there very quickly?
So effectively what you do on the weekly process is every Sunday evening, I just read through the week's positive thoughts. Once again, easy to identify because they've got the line down the left-hand side. And I literally page through the week's positive stuff. So on Sunday evening, I recap the last 7 days. And that's quite important there that you're still doing this on a Saturday and a Sunday. To be very honest, if I'm traveling on a weekend, I'm on holiday, I find it a little bit more difficult because my notepad might be in my suitcase somewhere. I try to, but I certainly do it during the weekdays. But if I were to recommend this, I'd say do it every day to have 7 days of positivity, because good stuff happens on weekends too. So there's this recapping. So there's no more writing on the weekly. You don't write more.
No, it's a revisit.
It's a revisit. You're just revisiting. You're writing daily, very quickly, keeping all that positivity, and you're recapping the positivity for the week. And when you read through the week, you've got a better sense of all the positive things that you've basically collated through the week. And once again, the same repetition is at month end. That's no additional effort, just paging through your notepad, or if you do it electronically, just and in a specific space, and you're far more organized than I am, just quickly read through that stuff once a month. And what's very interesting for me is that you start to see patterns, especially in the monthly read through. You see patterns. You're starting to see a lot of the days, a lot of weeks have this positive thing happening. And you get a sense of trends, positive trends. You get a sense of this is really working. There is momentum here. You get a better view from a monthly view than from a daily view. The daily view is just to basically harness that energy. The weekly and the monthly in particular is more around understanding what's happening on a trend basis with you. It's been a good month. I'm quite competitive by nature. So if I get less than 60 items, in other words, less than 2 a day positive, I feel that it's not enough. I haven't been positive enough. And if I get more than 100, I feel I've been positive enough. That space between 60 items and 100 items. And I don't sit and count. So it's just about getting a sense of all this positive stuff that's happening in your life.
Without it being fluffy. I mean, it's very real.
It's very real. And you know, it's very hard when you've had 60 things that have gone right in a month to think that the world's coming to an end.
Yeah, there's a real wow moment that occurs when you see this list and you just say, wow, this is actually what has been happening. In spite of all that other stuff, this is what's been happening.
The weekly review is actually very interesting. And that leads us into the next podcast, which we'll discuss, which is called The Boxing Round.
And that's the voice of Alon Reyes, CEO of Reyes Corp, in this entrepreneurial self-motivation series. Remember to go to reyescorp.com, where you can sign up for notifications about this series when the next podcast is released, but then also reminders about other resources that are available there. Alternatively, you can follow Reyes Corp on your favorite social media platform, where those notifications will come to you as well. I'm Gareth Armstrong, and this has been a Razor's Edge podcast.